The following segment on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by OIC Tax Services at 800-695-3010.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I am so excited because I am interviewing Dr. Martin Bastuba, who is a board-certified urologist who specializes in sexual dysfunction, male infertility, vasectomy, and vasectomy reversal, and so much more. I'm honored to have you on the show. So welcome, Dr. Bastuba.
Well, thank you so much, Ronnie. It's really a pleasure to be here and try to give some information that hopefully will be helpful to people.
You see, Dr. Bastuba, what I love about you is that you help people. You help families live happier lives. And so I want to talk about something that not everyone wants to talk about, and that is male infertility. Can you please educate us? How common is male infertility?
Well, infertility itself affects about 15% of all couples, young and older couples. And so it's really common throughout the country and throughout the world. About half of the time, it has to do with more of a male factor, and about half of the time, it has to do with more of a female factor. And then, of course, there are couples where both have issues. So there's a lot of issues with males out there. And as you started to point out, a lot of times for a guy, it's just not easy to talk about. They feel uncomfortable talking about it. And my point for a lot of people is just that, look, this is natural. It's very common. And we've got a lot of things we can do about it. So it's good to talk about it, and we'll overcome it.
And that's what's so wonderful about having you as our official board-certified urologist, because as you're saying, there is a stigma attached. And so what I want to know, can we talk a little bit about the symptoms? So what are the symptoms of male infertility?
Well, in the past, it was defined as a couple trying for 1 year or longer without having a pregnancy initiated. Nowadays, the typical way to do it is if a couple has been trying, they're not able to get pregnant, any time is fine to come forward and seek evaluation. The waiting a year thing, especially let's say it's a 38-year-old woman who may have more limited fertility potential, that couple should come forward sooner than the 20-year-old couple. So really, it's the inability to be able to get pregnant that is the what would be the definition or the symptom of what infertility is.
Now, for those of you in San Diego who are just joining us, you may want to roll down your window and scream, hallelujah. That is because I am speaking to the best board-certified urologist in the country, in my professional opinion. Dr. Bastuba, we're talking about male infertility, and I want you to please explain, what are the causes of male infertility?
So it's so common, as you can expect, there are a number of different potential causes. Some things are genetic causes that people are born with, abnormalities of karyotype, intersex disorders, these sorts of things. Other type of things are suspected to be genetic basis, like cryptorchidism, where the testicles don't descend into the scrotum. I can tell you one of the biggest causes of fertility nowadays is that couples tend to wait longer before they start trying. Women are older. They're not as fertile. And so a sperm count that in a guy with a 20-year-old woman may have been sufficient with a 38-year-old woman very well may not be. And so that's a significant cause. Also, smoking, use of substances like THC, marijuana, these sorts of things can have some impact. Testosterone use is rampant in our society right now, and it has its place and can be useful for some men, but the use of testosterone can lower sperm production, and most often it comes back, but many people are on testosterone and don't realize that it can shut down the testicles. And so if you're experiencing some difficulties with fertility, have fertility concerns, please give us a call. Our number is 619-286-3520. And again, the website is www.spermbankcalifornia.com.
You know, Dr. Bastube, I love the point that you made that you're right. Women, couples, they are waiting longer to have children. And so, of course, I could see how that can affect fertility. And what I want to know is, let's talk about the diagnosing of this. So how is male fertility actually diagnosed?
Well, it's pretty straightforward, Ronnie. Usually it starts with a consult. Either I see a patient in office, or actually I routinely take care of patients from around the world, and oftentimes I'll do a phone consult or a Skype consult to be able to get the ball rolling with them. But learning about their history, obviously, is of extreme importance, the age of their mate and these sorts of things. Then typically a physical exam is done, and here I'm looking for anatomic abnormalities in the male. Are there any testicular masses? Testicular cancer is one cause of male infertility. It's fairly rare, but something certainly that we want to be checking for. There is an entity known as varicocele, which are enlarged veins that many men are fighting. And then following a physical exam, just some basic laboratory work, a semen analysis, of course, to see whether we have swimmers, what the health of the sperm is, and then we check baseline hormones, and oftentimes I'll get an ultrasound. With these things, these are the form the basic tests and give me a real good feel for where we're at with this particular patient.
You know, Dr. Bastube, I've got to throw my producer Mike under the bus because I have never seen him in his life listen more carefully to an interview other than you. All right, so my next question is obvious. What can men do? I mean, there are so many men listening to you right now. What can they do to boost their fertility and their sperm count?
Well, the obvious answer is oftentimes not an easy one, and that is to change some of the different habits that we have. If you're, you know, taking in a lot of cigarettes each day, a lot of alcohol each day, high-dose marijuana, there is data coming in that makes it look like that very well may be an issue. You know, for many years, there just was no good research on THC and marijuana. Now we're starting to get some studies done, and the data looks like there is some concern about fertility. The use of jacuzzi. People who are exposing their testicles to high temperatures for long periods of time can certainly decrease sperm counts. And so these are things that are of importance. But one simple thing that men can do that many aren't aware of is just a basic semen analysis. Let's just check where they're at. We have three different offices, two in San Diego and another up in Orange County. We can do a semen analysis even on a walk-in basis. And if you have zero sperm, nobody's getting pregnant. If you have great sperm, doesn't mean that everybody can get pregnant, but it really gives us a very quick, basic check on a man. And that would be another thing other than simple lifestyle modification. If a person has questions about fertility, if that is of concern, anytime the female is worried that things are not happening, then it's absolutely the right time to start the process. And a call to us from the male side at 619-286-3520 is a great way to start. Or again, you could visit our website at www.spermbankcalifornia.com. We'd love to hear from you and love to try to help on the process of getting your family started.
All right, Dr. Bastube, I thank you so much for your time in that incredible launch interview. We've got a great show for you today in San Diego because we're bringing on our gold expert, and he's going to talk with you about precious metals, gold, and why you need some for your portfolio. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.